好，我们先低头有个祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，我们感谢你，主啊，因为你真的是那位又真又活的神。
Lord, we truly thank you because you are the living true God.
因为世界万物都在改变，主啊，但是昨日、今日直到永远，你不改变。
The whole world is changing, but you are not changing. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
所以当今天我们坐在你面前的时候，主，我们求你再次向我们扬脸，也向我们施恩。
So today, as we sit before you, please, give us your grace.
求你这位复活的主，用你自己话语的大能，主啊，你让我们真的知道你是一位何等有恩典、有慈爱的主。
Being the resurrected Lord, please let us know how gracious you are to your people.
让我们也学习像玛利亚一样，能够坐在你的面前，听你要对我们说的话。
Help us to be like Mary, sitting in front of your feet and listening to your words.
我们把下面的时间恭敬地交在你手中。
We commit the following time onto your hands.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.我不知道大家有多少人昨天晚上关心这个澳洲的大选。
So I don't know how many people were paying attention to the federal election last night.
因为昨天晚上我们有了一位新的总理，新的政府，虽然跟上一届一样。
So, last night we had a new president, a new government, although it's the same with last time.
昨天晚上我在那边看那个新闻的时候，回去以后。
As I was watching the news last night after I got back home.
你看到说澳洲最近几年一直都是总理好像走马灯一样的在换人。
You've noticed that in recent years, our president has been changing.
但是你看到圣经里面有一句话，他讲到说洪水泛滥的时候，我们的主他坐着为王，直到永远。
But you know there's a word in the Bible saying that even when a storm is coming, our Lord sits on high and he reigns.
所以你看到说虽然世界上的万物都在改变。
Although everything in this world is changing.
但是我们的主呢，他永远都不改变。
Yet our Lord is never changing.
而且我昨天晚上我在那边等这个新的总理，他在发表这个获胜的演讲。
Also last night while I was waiting for the speech from the new prime minister.
我在那边等的时候，圣灵就在那边提醒我。
As I was waiting, the Holy Spirit reminded me.
因为你知道说我们很想知道说借着这个新的总理的发表的这个演讲呢，我们能够更多的知道将来几年国家的方向和我们个人可能会有的一些的改变。
You know, we're really looking forward to hear the speech so that we know what are the directions of our country and how are they going to affect us.
我们都在关心说是不是我可以少交点税，是不是呢我可以多拿一点福利。
We really want to know that whether we can pay less tax or receive more benefits.
我们都在想是不是我们国家可能未来几年会更好。
We wanted to know whether our country will become better in the next few years.
但是呢我在那边想，圣灵就在那边提醒我说，我们有多少的时候，我们在那里注重这位天国的君王，我们的主耶稣对我们说的话。
But the Holy Spirit reminded me that how often are we paying attention to the King of the Kingdom of Heaven to pay attention to what words He have to say to us.
我们常常我们就是为着我们眼前的这些生活，我们有时候忙得在那边焦头烂额。
We often are so occupied with our life.
但是呢，你看到说很多时候我们却把这位主他说过的话给忽略了。
Yet we ignore and leave behind the words said by our Lord.
圣经上讲到说，这个世纪和世界上的事都要过去。
The Bible said this world and things of this world will be gone.
有一天我们都要去见主，而且我们要到永恒的里面。
One day we all will enter the eternity to see our God.
但是你看到说我们有多少人真的是很关心永恒的事情，想到说我现在真的我要多读点主的话，我在这边要多明白主的旨意。
Yet how many of us are paying attention to things of eternity and to remind us how many words we need to read from the Lord?
所以我真的盼望，虽然我们不是说好像活在一个很好像所谓很高的这种属灵的这些境界，而好像对世界上的事情漠不关心。
So although we shouldn't be living in such a high spiritual level that we pay no attention to the things happening in the world.
而是讲到说， 借着这些每一天的这些普通的生活，我们能够去更多的去经历主，我们也更盼望主更多的向我们说话。
However, through our normal daily living, I hope that we will experience our Lord more and hear the words that the Lord has to say to us.
所以我盼望就是接下去如果主愿意的话，我会和大家分享一系列的一些的信息。
So if the Lord willing, I will be sharing with you a series of messages.
重点呢就是讲到主的话。
Focus will be the word of God.
因为你知道说在圣经里面我们的主说了很多的话。
Because you know, the Lord has said many words in the Bible.
而且你看到说主他说话很有智慧。
And you can see he spoke in such wisdom.
你看到说他经常跟别人在说话讲故事的时候，主耶稣用比喻来向他们说话。
When our Lord preaches, he often used parables.
所以我们盼望呢就是以后有机会和大家一起来多一点分享关于主耶稣所讲的比喻。
So I hope in the next few months I will have opportunity to share with you about the parables in the Bible.
我们知道主在地上他真的说了很多的话，做了很多的事。
We know that the Lord had did many things and said many things in the world.
在约翰福音21章最后一章最后一节里面讲到，
In the last chapter and last verse in the book of John, it says,
他说耶稣所行的事有很多，若是一一的都写出来，就是世界也容不下了。
He said, Jesus had said many things, but if we write down every one of them, I suppose that even the whole world will not have room for the books that would be written.
主不仅做了很多的事，他也讲了很多的话。
So not only did the Lord say many things,did many things, he also said much.
如果你的版本哈，你的圣经的版本，如果是有一些版本呢，它是把所有主说过的话呢，是用红笔写出来的。
Some of the versions of the Bible will highlight the words said by the Lord in red.
所以特别你去读那个四福音的时候。
So especially when you read the four Gospels.
如果你是这种版本的圣经呢，你会看到很多的章那个页呢，都是用红笔写画出来的。
You will see lots of words and pages were highlighted in red.
所以呢，有人呢，他把这个四福音里面所有主讲的话呢，他整理了一下。
So someone sorted out all the words
said by the Lord. 他发现呢，主说过的话占这个四福音所有的章节的比例呢是 51%， 就是说超过一半四福音里面的话呢，里面的章节呢都是主说的。
And he found that more than half of the chapters and verses in the four Gospels were said by the Lord.
就是说有两节里面，如果你看四福音哈，两节里面其中有一节就是主说的话。
That is to say, every two verses in the four Gospels, one of them was said by the Lord.
所以当你去读主的话的时候，我不知道你有什么样的感觉。
So I wonder how you feel when you're reading Lord's word.
有时候呢，你会觉得说主的话好像说得非常的严厉。
Sometimes you might feel that his words are so harsh.
因为主耶稣对法利赛人说，他说你们有祸了，你们这些蛇类毒蛇之种啊，怎能逃脱地狱的刑罚呢？
The Lord said to the Pharisees, Woe to you, you snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape being condemned to hell?
有时候呢，你又看见主讲的呢，好像又是那么的温柔。
And other times his words were so gentle.
他说凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
He said, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
有时候呢，你觉得主讲的呢非常的绝对。
Other times his words were very absolute and definite.
主说我就是道路真理和生命。
He said, I am the way and the truth and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
但是有时候你又发现，我们的主他讲的又是那么的谦卑。
And also his words could be so humble.
因为他说，人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
He said, For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
有一个人说，他说他也是读圣经，他觉得主的话真的是讲的是一针见血。
Somebody said when he read the Bible, he found that sometimes the Lord's word just hit the nail.
因为他那时候呢，整天在世界里面，在那边打滚。
Because at that time he was fully in the world.
他有一天主就跟他说，人若赚得全世界，却赔上自己的性命，有什么益处呢？
And one day the Lord said to him, What good will it be for someone who gained the whole world yet forfeit their soul?
但是你看到有时候主对着那些犯罪的人，他确实充满了恩典，也充满了怜悯。
Yet at other times we see that the God is full of grace and compassion to the sinners.
在约翰福音第八章的里面，主对着那个犯罪的妇人说：“他说我不定你的罪，你去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。”
In John chapter 8, the Lord said to the woman in sin, Do not sin again, neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin.
而且你看见主的话里面呢，真的是充满了权柄，也充满了能力。
And our Lord's word is full of authority and power too.
因为主说一句话，他就能够平静风浪。
He can calm down the storm with just one word.
门徒呢赶不出去的鬼，主说一句话，鬼就出去了。
For the devil that cannot be cast out by the disciples can be cast out by our Lord with just one word.
当我们的主站在拉撒路坟墓面前的时候
，And when our Lord stood at the entrance to the tomb of Lazarus,
主大喊一声说：“拉撒路出来
！”Our Lord called out, "Lazarus, come out!"
拉撒路他就从死里复活。
And Lazarus was raised from dead.
有个弟兄说的 很好，他说还好主叫了拉撒路三个字，要不然如果主说出来，那所有那些死人的都从坟墓里出来了。
The brother said it was wise for our Lord just mention Lazarus' name. If he just say come out, all the dead people will come out.
所以当你读到主的这些话的时候，我不知道你会不会被震撼到。
So when you read these words,I don't know whether you'll be stunned and overwhelmed by the Lord's word.
啊，你看到说这位蛮有慈爱、蛮有恩典的主，他呢也是蛮有能力，他也是蛮有权柄。
Because our Lord is full of grace and compassion, also full of authority and power.
所以圣经讲到说，很多人都稀奇主耶稣的教训。
So the Bible said the crowds were amazed at the Lord's teaching.
因为呢，主耶稣教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
Because the Lord taught them as someone who had authority, not like those scribes.
所以当你去看主耶稣所讲的话的时候，你发现主讲的话有一个特点。
And as you read the Lord's word, if you pay attention, you will find there's a characteristic of the words that our Lord said.
你就发现说主讲话呢很喜欢用比喻。
You will see that our Lord likes to speak in parables.
当他讲故事的时候，他常常呢用比喻来说明。
When he preaches, he uses parables a lot.
而且他讲的比喻呢，用的这些题材呢，都是大家通俗易懂，大家都很容易去明白的。
And he used metaphorical themes that are so easy for everyone to understand.
比如说我们的主讲到撒种的比喻。
For example, the parable of the sower.
讲到撒网的比喻。
The parable of the net.
讲到这个葡萄园的比喻。
The parable of the vineyard.
讲到浪子的比喻。
And the parable of the prodigal son.
你看到说这些都是人们日常当中他们看见，他们甚至经常去做的。
All these things are what people see and do in their daily life.
所以有人统计了一下，他说在四福音的里面呢，把所有主耶稣的比喻全部都收集一下呢，他发现有超过40个。
And someone did a count. The Lord Jesus had given more than 40 parables in the New Testament.
而且主讲每一个比喻都有他的一个侧重点。
And each parable had its own focus.
所以主若愿意，我们以后可以一一跟大家有一些的交通。
So if the Lord wills, in the future, I can share with you about the Lord's parables.
但是我们有个问题哈，我们常常问的说，主为什么他说话又喜欢用比喻呢？
However, we then have a question, why does our Lord like to speak in parables?
那他用比喻的目的到底是什么呢？
What is his purpose of speaking the parables?
那在马太福音13章第10节到17节里面呢，主就向门徒揭示了他为什么要用比喻来讲道。
In the book of Matthew chapter 13, verse 10 to 17, the Lord explained to his disciples why he preaches in parables.
我们一起来读一下，在马太福音的第13章。
So shall we read together, which is in the book of Matthew chapter 13?
第十节到第十六节，到十七节。
Chapter 13, verse 10 to 17.
我读一节，请弟兄姊妹们读一节。
Let's read in turn.
门徒近前来问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？ 凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。
This is why I speak to them in parables. Though he see, they do not see; though hearing, they do not hear.
在他们身上正应了以赛亚的预言说：“你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。”
For this people's heart has become callous.They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes, otherwise they might see with their ears, hear with their ears, understand with their ears.
但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。
But I tell the truth, many prophets have not just known that don't hear it.
你看到说主在这里呢，你看到门徒就跑来问主，为什么主说话呢要用比喻？
You see here the disciples ran to the Lord and asked why he used parables.
因为呢在这个之前呢主讲了一个撒种的比喻。
Because prior to that, the Lord gave a parable of the sower.
我想有的门徒呢他就会觉得奇怪，觉得说主说话为什么好像要绕着弯子在讲？
So some disciples might felt very strange. Why did the Lord say so many things roundabout?
当他们听主讲的这个比喻的时候，他们呢听的呢好像似懂非懂。
And when they heard the parable, as if they understood but not quite.
啊，因为有人撒种呢，落在不同的土壤里呢，当然有四种不同的结果了。
Because if a sower goes out to sow the seeds, of course there can be different situations.
那主为什么要好像要讲出一个想要讲出一个什么样的道理呢？
But what is the Lord trying to tell us?
你想特别是彼得哈，我们知道彼得是一个性子很急的人。
Especially Peter, we know Peter is a man of quick temper.
啊，虽然圣经没有讲说是谁去问他，但是我想彼得肯定是第一个冲过去问主。
I believe Peter might be the first one who asked the Lord, although the Bible didn't mention.
因为他真的很想知道到底主讲这些比喻到底目的是为了什么。
Because he really wanted to know the purpose of the Lord saying these parables.
而且主为什么他不直接讲就完了？为什么他要好像用个比喻来跟你说一说
？And why didn't the Lord just tell us straight away, yet using a parable?
你知道在中国的历史上有一个这样的故事。
In Chinese ancient history, there was such a story.
在中国那个春秋战国的时候，有一个思想家呢叫惠子。
In China's Warring States era, there was a great thinker called 惠子。
那时候我们知道春秋战国有很多的国家。
We know in those times there were many, many countries.
那惠子呢他当时是在叫一个梁国，在梁国的里面。
And 惠子 was coming from the country of Liang.
那有人呢就向这个梁王呢在那个毁谤他。
Someone trying to slander 惠子 in front of the king of Liang.
他说这个惠子啊他说话呢很喜欢用比喻，他说呢如果他不用比喻他就不知道要讲什么。
He said, 惠子 only speaks in parable. Without parable, he wouldn't know what he's talking about.
他如果不用比喻呢，他就没有办法把事情说明白。
Without parables, he was not able to make anything clear.
所以那个梁王呢，就把这个惠子叫过来。
So the king sent for 惠子。
他就说，他说惠子啊，你以后呢，说话能不能说得简单明了一点，不要用那么多好像啰里啰嗦的话。
He said to 惠子, "Can you speak straight away, not using all the stories and parables?"
然后惠子说好，好的，好的。
惠子说 "Okay."
然后梁王就问他说你最近在干什么呢
？And then 梁王 asked him, "What have you been doing recently?"
惠子说他说我最近在研究蛋，蛋工的蛋。
惠子 said, "I've been recently studying about 蛋."
那梁王就问他说那蛋是什么东西？
And the king said, "What is this 蛋?"
惠子就告诉他说，蛋就是蛋。
He said, "蛋 is 蛋."
那王就问他说，你能不能讲清楚一点，到底这个蛋是什么样的一个东西
？And the king said, "Can you explain to me clearly what is 蛋?"
好，那惠子就告诉他，他说，这个蛋呢，它呢，形状呢，像一把弓箭一样，而且呢，它呢是用竹子做的，而且呢，它的这个弦呢，它的弦是用竹子做的。
So Hui started to explain, the shape of Dan is like a bowl, and it's made of bamboo.
而且呢它的功用呢是拿来射箭，但而且呢这个箭的威力比那个弹弓更大。
And you
比那个弓更大。
You can use Dan to shoot something, and it's more powerful than a bow and arrow.
然后他就问王，他说我这样比喻给你听，你听明白了吗？
And then he asked the king, now do you, are you clear about this when I use a parable?
那个王就点点头，他说你这样讲我就明白了。
And the king said, yes, now I understand it better.
所以惠子就跟王说，他说用别人懂得的东西去比喻他不知道的东西，为目的呢就是为了让他更加的明白。
So Hui Zi said to the king, when you use something that other people can understand to describe something that they don't know, in this way, you can make people understand easily.
所以我想主用比喻呢也是同样的一个道理。
So I believe the Lord used parables for the same reason.
因为主当时呢在跟门徒呢讲到天国。
Because our Lord was talking to the disciples about the kingdom of heaven.
如果呢主跟门徒说天国就是天国。
If the Lord said, no, the kingdom of heaven is kingdom of heaven.
那门徒不明白到底天国是什么。
Then disciples still wouldn't understand what is the kingdom of heaven.
但是你看到说当主用七个比喻把天国向门徒来解释的时候。
Yet you see when the Lord used seven parables to explain what a kingdom of heaven is.
哎，门徒一下子就明白了。
And the disciples could understand all of a sudden.
因为呢，你看到说，每个人呢都明白撒种，都明白稗子，明白这些芥菜种啊，撒网这些的事情。
Because everyone understood what a sowing is, what are the weeds, the mustard seeds, and a drawing in a net.
所以当主用这些事物去向人描述天国的时候，人们就知道什么是天国。
So when the Lord used these matters to describe the kingdom of heaven, the disciples could understand.
所以你看到主非常的智慧，他是用比喻把一些深奥的属灵的道理，借着平常我们生活所经历过的事情呢，他表达的淋漓尽致，而且呢浅显易懂。
So our Lord is very wise. He used parables through ordinary life stories to explain very profound, deep spiritual truths in a vivid way so that man can understand.
而且你看到比喻呢它不仅可以解释一些的事物。
Not only can parables explain things.
更重要的是呢它可以引发人的思考。
But also they can cause people to think.
让人对一些的事物呢甚至对自己呢有更深的认识和思考。
So that man can have a deeper think about things and even themselves.
你知道在旧约的里面有一个故事。
In the Old Testament, there was a story.
就是先知拿单呢他跑去责备大卫王。
About how Prophet Nathan went to rebuke King David.
当先知拿单去责备大卫的时候。
When the Prophet went to rebuke King David.
他讲了一个比喻。
He told a story.
在撒母耳记下第十二章的里面。
It was recorded in the 2 Samuel chapter 12.
神呢差遣拿单呢去见大卫。
And God sent Nathan to see David.
因为大卫呢他犯罪得罪了神。
Because at that time David sinned against the Lord.
他不仅奸淫了乌利亚的妻子，他甚至还杀害了乌利亚这位对他非常忠心的勇士。
Not only did he commit adultery with the wife of Uriah, but also he murdered Uriah, who was very loyal and faithful to David.
所以圣经上讲呢，神甚不喜悦。
And the Bible said this was very displeased with God.
然后神就差遣拿单呢去见大卫。
So God sent Nathan to see David.
如果你是拿单的话
，If you were Nathan,
如果你听说大卫犯了罪
，If you heard the king has done such a thing,
然后呢你就哇义愤填膺，你就义正辞严的跑到这个大卫王面前说。你犯了罪，你要赶紧快快的悔改。
And then you would be filled with wrath and anger and ran to David and said, "You've committed this thing. You should repent."
你觉得后果会怎么样
？What do you think the consequence would be?
你知道说，当大卫犯了罪之后
，You knew that after King David sinned,
他其实心里面是非常的痛苦，非常的难过的。
He was in deep misery and grieving.
因为神的灵呢离开了他。
Because the spirit of God left him.
而且他因着犯罪，他不认罪，他跟神之间呢不能够有交通。
And because of his sin, his fellowship with God was disconnected.
他在一个极深的一个痛苦的里面。
He was in deep misery and pain.
但是你要想到说，虽然是这样。
However,
你看到说，如果有人当众 在这边毫不留情面的就指出他犯罪的事实，然后呢叫他悔改认罪，你觉得大卫会怎么样？
If someone went to him and rebuked him in public, pointed out his sin and asked him to repent, what do you think David would react?
如果我是大卫的话，我可能这个面子我放不下了。
If I were David, maybe I couldn't put down my face.
我可能会恼羞成怒，我把拿单可能都杀了。
I could be even triggered, and in anger, I would kill Nathan even.
但是你看到拿单是一个非常有智慧的先知。
Yet you see Nathan was such a wise prophet.
我不知道是神启示他这个故事呢，还是他自己想出来的。
I don't know whether God has given this story to Nathan or he thought about it himself.
他就到大卫的面前呢，他跟大卫讲了一个故事。
He went before David and told him a story.
这个故事也是一个比喻。
That story is also a parable.
他说在一座城里面呢，有两个人。
He said, in the city, there were two people.
一个富人，一个穷人。
One rich and one poor.
而且呢，这个穷人很可能呢，就是这个富人的一个雇工。
The poor, might possibly be just one of the employees of the rich.
然后这富人呢，有很多的牛群、羊群。
And the rich had many cattle.
那穷人呢，除了他买来的一只小母羊羔之外呢，他没有任何的财产。
And the poor, the only possession of him is one little lamb that he bought by
himself. 然后这只小羊羔呢，就和他家人呢，一起长大，一起吃饭，一起睡觉。
And the lamb grew up with his families. They ate together, they slept together.
这只小羊羔好像就像他的儿女一样。
The little lamb is like his own child.
有一天呢，这个富人家来了一个客人。
One day there's a guest coming to visit the rich.
那这个富人呢，他舍不得从自己的牛群、羊群里面拿一只杀了去款待这个客人。
The rich man would not take one of his own lamb to give to the guest.
他却把那个穷人的那只小母羊羔呢拿过来杀了。
So he took the lamb of the poor and killed it.
所以大卫听了以后呢，大卫就非常的生气。
And when David heard this, he was really angry.
然后他就对拿单说，他说，我指着永生的耶和华起誓，行这事的人该死，他必偿还羊羔四倍，因为他行这事没有怜悯的心。
And David told Nathan that, I swear by the Lord that lives forever, this man should be put to death because he took someone else's lamb and he is without any mercy.
你知道拿单等的就是大卫这句话。
And this is the exact word that Nathan had been waiting from David.
大卫话音刚落，拿单就对大卫说，他说，你就是那个人。
No sooner had David finished talking, Nathan said, you are the man.
然后他就指出大卫所犯的罪和那个妇人没有什么两样。
Then he pointed out that whatever David has done is no different from what the rich man did.
大卫有那么多的财富，有那么多的妻子，但是他却霸占别人的妻子，他甚至杀害了乌利亚。
David had so much wealth, so many wives, yet he took other people's wife and even killed the righteous man, Uriah.
当拿单在那里指出大卫的罪的时候
，As Nathan was pointing out the sin of David，
与其说呢，大卫是被拿单骂醒的
，David was not so much awakened by the scolding of Nathan。
不如说呢，大卫呢其实是被这个比喻呢给点醒
，As by this parable。
这个比喻让大卫看见
，This parable allowed David to see。
他所做的一切不仅是被神所定罪的，也是被他自己所定罪的。
What he has done is not only condemned by God but also convicted by himself.
然后大卫就在神的面前认罪悔改。
And then David repented before the Lord.
所以你看见这个比喻它奇妙的一个功用。
So you see the amazing function that the parable has.
所以我们回到主对比喻的解释。
So back to the interpretation that our Lord gave for the parables.
主说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
He said, because the knowledge of the secrets of heaven, kingdom of heaven, has been given to you, but not to them.
并且他借用以赛亚的预言说，你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。因为这百姓犹蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着。恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
And he quoted Isaiah's prophecy. You will be even hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has been calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears, understand with their hearts and turn, and I would heal them.
那很多人看到这个，他们就有一点疑惑，不太明白。
Lots of people were confused by this.
那主到底是什么意思呢？他到底是要人看见、听见呢，还是说故意不要人看见、听见？
So what did the Lord mean? Was he trying to stop people from seeing, hearing, or deliberately keeping people from understanding the mystery of the kingdom of heaven?
我们知道。主出来传道之前，他先派了一个先锋施洗约翰。
We knew that before the Lord came out to preach, he sent a pioneer, which is John the Baptist.
你知道，当施洗约翰在旷野里面，他在那里喊说：“天国近了，你们要悔改”的时候
，When John was calling in the wilderness, "Repent, the kingdom of heaven is near."
你知道这个话在以色列人中间起了一个何等大的一个震撼吗
？Do you know what effect or impact has this word have upon the people of Israel?
因为呢，从旧约最后一位先知马拉基到约翰施洗约翰出来说话，中间隔了400年的时间。
Because it has been 400 years since God spoke to the last prophet Malachi in the Old Testament.
在这四百年的时间的里面，神没有差遣一个先知向以色列人说过话。
No single prophet was sent by God to the Israelites during this long 400 years.
现在终于有一个先知起来向以色列人说话了，所以呢，你看到百姓都跑到约翰那里，跑到旷野里面去听约翰说话。
So finally, God has risen a prophet to speak to the people. So you see, all the Israelites is running to the wilderness to hear what John has to say.
那为什么四百年的时间神都不说话
？So why for 400 years God was silent？
那我们读旧约的时候，我们知道神其实是一位非常喜欢向人启示、向人说话的神。
If you read the Old Testament, you can see that God is a God that enjoys revealing Himself and talking to men.
但是为什么这么久神都不向人说话
？Yet why hasn't God spoken a single word in such a long time？
因为就像以赛亚说的，他说：“这百姓犹蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着。”
So just like Isaiah said, these people's hearts were collapsed, and they closed their ears and they closed their eyes.
他们悖逆，不肯听神的话。
They are rebellious. They reject the Lord's word.
因为你去读圣经，你发现神真的是一位喜欢向人说话的神。
Because if you see the Bible, God is a God that's willing to talk to people.
我们知道旧约第一个被提的人，他的名字叫以诺。
We know the first person who was taken up to heaven by the Lord is called Enoch.
在创世纪第五章24节的里面讲到说，以诺与神同行，神就将他取去，他就不在这个世上。
In Genesis chapter 5 verse 24, it says Enoch walked faithfully with God, and God took it up, and he was no more.
所以有弟兄讲到说，他说：“哎呀，以诺真的是跟神的关系很好。”
So our brother shared before that Enoch has such a close relationship with God.
他常常和神交通，和神说话。
He always fellowship and talk with God.
然后有一天，他跟神在那边聊天，聊着聊聊聊聊到最后呢，神说：“你不要走了，你就留在天上吧。”
And one day, as Enoch was talking to God, chatting away, God said, "Don't go, just leave here, stay here with me."
所以以诺就被提了。
And then in this way, Enoch was taken up to heaven.
所以你看见神真的是一位喜欢向人说话的神。
So you see that God is a God that really enjoys talking to men.
当你看到亚伯拉罕的时候
，And when you look at Abraham,
你发现说亚伯拉罕跟神的关系也非常的好。
You see that Abraham also has a close relationship with God.
因为神称亚伯拉罕为他的朋友。
Because God called Abraham my friend.
神甚至说我有什么事情要瞒着亚伯拉罕
？God even said, "What kind of things should I hide from Abraham?"
而且你看见说神和摩西也是常常说话。
God talks to Moses too.
神把摩西呢叫到西乃山上，你看见说摩西在山上一待就待了40天。
God called Moses up on the mountain of Sinai, and there God talked to Moses for 40 days in one time.
因为在这40天的里面，神就向摩西说话，把律法的内容来告诉他。
And during those 40 days, God spoke to Moses and gave him all the laws.
有人觉得说这个利未记啊是圣经里面最枯燥的一卷书。
So some people think the book of Leviticus is the most boring book in the whole Bible.
但是你去看哈，在利未记第一章第一节里面。
But if you go and read chapter 1 verse 1 of the book of Leviticus,
他就说耶和华从会幕中呼叫摩西。
You see that it says, the Lord called to Moses from the tent of meeting.
你看见说神好像哎呀好久没有见摩西了，他很想叫见摩西，他很想跟摩西说话。
As if God hasn't seen Moses for a long time and he desires so badly to talk to Moses.
所以他急到一个地步，他看到摩西没有进来，他说哎呀摩西你赶紧进来。
And until he saw Moses hasn't come to the tent, he called, come, hurry up, come here, Moses.
我要把这些律法的内容要告诉你。
I want to give all the laws to you.
所以你看见神一说话就说了一整卷的利未记。
And then you see, as soon as God started talking, his words end up becoming the whole book of Leviticus.
你看到说神真的是喜欢和人说话。
You see, God enjoys talking to people.
但是有多少人愿意和神去交流，去和神去说话？
Yet how many people are willing to talk to God and communicate with God?
我们常常把读经祷告当成是一件好像很苦的差事。
We also think praying and reading the Bible is such a boring and suffering thing.
我们一拿起圣经，哎呀，我们就觉得好像很枯燥，读着读着，可能我们就读不下去了。
As if we pick up the Bible to read, we feel it's so boring and we couldn't continue.
但是你看见哈，哇，一拿起微信，一刷就是几个小时，好像都停不下来。
But you see, as soon as he picks up the WeChat and start browsing, several hours will be passed without knowing.
有人问一个那个信主多年的一个姊妹，她说你圣经读了几遍了？
Someone asked a sister who believed in the Lord for many years, saying, "How many times have you read the Bible?"
然后这姊妹说，她说，哇，你开玩笑，这么厚的圣经，我怎么可能把它读一遍呢？
And the sister said, "Are you joking? Such a thick book of Bible, how can I read it a few times?"
但是我想哈，如果你把刷微信的一半的时间拿来读圣经。
But I think if only use half of the time that you spent browsing your WeChat,
我相信很快你就可以把圣经读一遍。
I believe very soon you will read the Bible through once.
所以你看到我们其实和以色列人呢没有什么两样。
So you see, we're no different from the Israelites.
你看到以色列人呢，他们后来呢就渐渐的偏离神，他们去拜偶像，他们行各种神不喜悦的事情。
So you see, gradually the Israelites.Drifted away from God and start worshipping idols and do all sorts of things that displease the Lord.
然后神呢就差遣先知去责备他们，但是他们听不听呢？
God sent many prophets to rebuke them, yet they would not listen.
在以赛亚书第一章第二节到第三节里面，他讲到说
，In the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 2 to 3.
其实是以赛亚在那里呼喊。
Actually, this is.Isaiah calling there.
他说天哪要听地啊侧耳而听因为耶和华说我养育儿女将他们养大他们竟背逆我牛认识主人驴认识主人的槽以色列却不认识我的名却不留意
The book of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2 to 3 Hear me, O you heavens, listen, earth, for the Lord has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me.The ox knows its master, the donkey its owner's manger, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand.
你看到神好像是一位很委屈、很伤心的一位父亲。
You see, our Lord is like a very sad and frustrated father.
他甚至叫天地来为他作证。
He even called heavens and earth to bear witness for him.
他说：“我把这些以色列人、这些我的儿女养大，他们呢，竟然他们不认我。”
He said, "I've brought up my children, the Israelites, yet they do not know me."
你看到那些动物、牛、驴，他们都认识他们的主人，但是我的儿女呢，他们竟背逆我。
You see the animals, the oxes and donkeys, they know their master, but my children have forsaken me.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到神的伤心吗？
So, our brother and sister, do you see how grieving our Lord is?
所以当神说话，以色列人不听的时候。
So when the Lord spoke and Israel rejected his words.
神说那好，那我让先知呢来做给他们看。
He said, okay, I will send the prophets to act out my words for them.
所以他叫先知呢何西阿去娶一个淫妇为妻。
So one of the prophets he sent his prophet Hosea, who he was told to went to take a prostitute as his wife.
并且呢，收养从他妻子淫乱所生的儿女。
And to adopt children from his wife who were born of fornication.
哇，以色列人看了都很震惊，他们觉得说，一个先知怎么可以娶妓女为妻呢？
And the Israelites were totally shocked. How can a prophet marry a prostitute?
你看到神用这样一个极端的一个行动来告诉以色列人。
You see, God used such an extreme action to tell Israelites.
说你们就像那个何西亚的妻子一样。
You are just like the prostitute, the wife of prophet Hosea.
但是只要你悔改归回了，我仍然做你的丈夫，你仍然做我的妻子。
However, as long as you repent and return to me, I will still be your husband and you still my wife.
我还是在那里爱你。
I will still love you.
但是你看见以色列人还是不听。
But you see, the Israelites, they still wouldn't listen.
所以你看见为什么神兴起亚述，兴起巴比伦，最后呢，以色列国呢，就灭亡了。
That's why God raised the Assyrians, the Babylonians, to destroy the kingdom of Israel.
所以你看见这是以色列人的历史，你也看见这其实是整个人的一个悖逆的历史。
This is not only the history of the Israelites, but also the history of human rebellion to God.
但是神是不是就放弃人了呢？
Yet has God given up on people?
那我们看见神永远都没有放弃。
We see, no, God will never give up on us.
因为神对着我们的爱，他永远都没有改变。
Because his love towards men has never changed.
那神是不是失败了呢？
So has God failed?
我们看见神永远都不会失败。
No, God will never fail.
先知没有做到的事情，你看见我们主神的儿子亲自来到地上，他要来成就。
Whatever the prophets haven't accomplished, we see the Lord, the Son of God, has come to the earth to fix this.
所以你看见主他道成肉身来到地上，他行了很多的神迹，他说了很多的话。
So our God of incarnation came to the earth, he did many miracles and said many words.
如果我们的心是打开的，如果我们的心是谦卑的。
If our hearts are open and humbled.
当主讲了这些比喻以后，我们就会去在那里思想。
After the Lord given all these parables, they would cause us to think.
主为什么要这样讲呢？
Why would the Lord say in such a way?
主这样讲的目的，他要向我们说明一个什么事情？
What is his purpose? What's he trying to tell us?
当以色列人他们心里面真的有这样一个心思的时候，圣灵就开始在他们的心里开始做工。
When Israel really had such a thinking in their heart, the Holy Spirit would work in them.
就像主所说的，他说寻找就寻见，祈求就得着，叩门就给你们开。
Just like what Jesus said, ask, you'll be given, seek, and you will find, knock, and the door will be opened for you.
只要他们在神面前有一个寻求的心。
As long as they have a seeking heart in front of God,
圣灵就可以向他们的心说话。
Then the Holy Spirit is able to speak to their hearts.
但是你看见主说，以赛亚说他们油蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着。
But you see, the prophet Isaiah said, their hearts are calloused, their ears are heavy, and they close their eyes.
你看见总是有一些人，他们好像故意不愿意要听见主说的话。
You see, there's always a group of people who willingly, deliberately would not listen to God.
为什么他们不愿意听见呢？
Why wouldn't they want to hear?
因为他们的心太硬了。
Because their hearts are too hard.
他们唯恐眼睛一打开，耳朵一打开，他们就要听见主的话，他们就要得着这个救恩。
They fear that as soon as they open their ear, as soon as they open their eyes, they will receive the Lord's word and they will obey the Lord.
他们怕被主的话抓住。
They fear to be seized and caught by the Lord's word.
所以他们宁可闭着眼睛，他们宁可塞住耳朵，他们就是不愿意听见主说的话。
So they'd rather close their eyes and block their ears.They would not want to listen to God's word.
所以你看见十五节里面这个恐怕，不是说神好像主不愿意他们听见，啊，你看见说在这边讲到说，而是他们自己恐怕听见了以后呢，就被主的话语抓住。
So in verse 15, there is a word lest, otherwise, or fear. It's not talking about God's fear, but their own fear that they would see and hear.
我不知道有没有弟兄姊妹听过上次李天恩弟兄他来到我们中间他讲的一个故事。
I don't know if you still remember the story told by Brother Li Tianen last time when he visited us.
他讲到他奶奶得救的见证。
He told us the testimony of how his grandma was saved.
因为那时候正好是清末民国初的时候。
At that time, it was the end of Qing and the beginning of Ming Dynasty.
那时候呢，有一些的传教士来到这个中国沿海的地方在传福音。
Some Western missionary came to the coastal cities in China.
但是很多人他们不敢去听福音，他们觉得说，哇，这些是洋教，而且呢，他们怕听了以后呢，这个魂呢就被这个耶稣给抓走了。
They were afraid to go and hear the preaching because they think, oh, these come from a foreign country. If we go there, our soul might be attracted and taken away by this preaching.
所以他们都不敢到教堂里面去听福音。
So they were afraid to go to the church to listen to gospel.
那有一个传教士他就想了一个办法。
So one of the preachers, the pastors thought about one way.
当这个办法在我们现在看来是很不属灵的。
Of course, this way looks very unspiritual.
就是呢，你如果进来听呢，他说你任何人只要你进到教堂里听福音，坐一个小时，我就给你一块钱。
So his way is, I'll give $1 to whoever comes into our church and listen for 1 hour.
然后李天恩弟兄他的爷爷他有一天他经过教堂的时候，知道这件事，他就跑进去，他说这个给白给一块钱，为什么不要呢？
And the grandpa of our brother heard about this when he passed the church one day, and he said, "Why not? It's free money."
但是他呢又怕。听了福音以后真的被主耶稣这个抓去了信了福音了所以呢他呢进去的时候呢他就拿棉花呢堵住自己的耳朵
But he was truly afraid that if he goes in he would be caught by the Lord Jesus and believe the gospel so as he walked in he blocked his ears with cotton balls
所以他坐了一个小时呢什么都没听见然后他就走了很高兴
So he sat there for 1 hour and heard nothing and he was happy and left the church
所以他回去他想了一下哎呀他说如果我明天把我这个老婆也一起叫过去两个人不就是两块钱吗
And then he thought to himself tomorrow I'll bring my wife here and the two of us can get $2
然后他就把他的老把他就是李天恩弟兄的奶奶呢第二天就一起叫下个星期呢主日又一起叫过去
So he took our brother's grandma also to the church on the next Sunday
然后呢他就说啊我们去到时候完了以后我们就收钱我们就赶紧走
He said we'll just go there and sit and listen and get the money when we leave
你知道那时候他们进教堂他们是分男的女的分开坐的
At that time the women and the men they were sitting separately on two sides in the church
当他这个爷爷一坐下来的时候他就觉得哎呀有一件事他说坏了有一件事情忘做了
As his grandpa sat down he suddenly realized Oops, I forgot something
因为呢他口袋里面呢带着两团棉花本来要拿一团给这个他的老婆的
Because he originally prepared 2 cotton balls he wanted to give 1 to his wife
结果呢他一坐下来发现说哎呀忘记把这个棉花给他老婆了
And as he sat down he realized he forgot to give the cotton ball to his wife
他就赶紧他就没办法现在也不能已经开始在讲道了他没办法再走动了所以呢他就只好拿棉花堵住自己耳朵
And the message has already started so he could do nothing but use the cotton ball to block his own ears
你知道主的话真的是大有能力
You know, the Lord's word is truly powerful.
就是因为那一次李天恩的奶奶她坐在那里听福音。
Because of that message that our brother's grandma heard.
神的话就进到她的心。
God's word enters her heart.
她就接受了救恩她就认主耶稣做她的救主。
And he accepted the salvation and he received the Lord as his personal savior.
所以你看见真的当我们的心愿意打开的时候
So you see, when we truly open our hearts
神就要做奇妙的工作
God will do wonderful work
但是你看见
But you see
也有一些人他们却硬着心他们不愿意听见主要对他们说的话
There are also people who are hardened their heart and they would not receive the word of God
就像那些法利赛人一样
Just like the Pharisees
他们明明看见主行了神迹
They saw the miracles of the Lord
但是呢他们偏偏说主是被鬼附的
Yet they willfully said, the Lord was possessed by the demon.
他们明明听见主在那里传讲救恩的道理。
They clearly heard the word of salvation.
但是呢，他们却想要在主的话里面找一找有什么把柄呢，可以去把主耶稣捉住。
Yet they tried to find faults in the word of the Lord in order to catch Jesus.
这些人他们是油蒙了心。
These people were having a calloused heart.
所以主说，凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。
So Jesus said, "For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him."
所以你看到这里有一个属灵的原则。
So you see a spiritual principle here.
所以你看到说，当我们的心愿意被主打开的时候
，When our heart is open to the Lord，
我们愿意去追求主的时候
，When we're willing to pursue the Lord，
主会把更多的神的恩典和祝福加给我们。
The Lord will add to us more of His grace，
让你有余
，So that you will have more。
但是当你拒绝福音的时候
，But when you reject the gospel，
当你在那边退后，在那边冷淡的时候
，When you are lazy， when you backslide。
你看见你不仅你会失去救恩
You see, you not only lose the salvation.
你发现说很多时候我们在主面前以前所知道的东西以前所得到的东西现在我们也忘得一干二净
But often time you find that you forget all the things that the Lord has given you previously.
所以盼望我们真的能够有一个能听的耳朵
So I really hope that we will all have a hearable ear.
盼望我们都能够听见主对我们说的话。
I hope that we will all hear what the Lord has to say to us.
在最后，主说：“他说你们都是有福的人。”
In the end, the Lord said, "You are truly all blessed."
啊，因为你们耳朵听见了，因为你们眼睛看见了。
He said, "Blessed are your eyes, for you see; blessed are your ears, for you hear."
弟兄姊妹，你知道你也是有福的人吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know that you are also a blessed people?
你今天可以坐在这里听福音。
Today you can sit here to hear the gospel.
你今天可以坐在这里听主的话。
You can sit here to hear the Lord's word.
你今天可以在坐在这里面，在这里呢听我们在这边看读主的话语。
You can sit here to read the God's word with us.
你就是有福的人。
You are a blessed man.
我们虽然没有亲眼见过主。
Although we haven't seen our Lord with our own eyes.
但是 你看到说当圣灵来的时候
But when the Holy Spirit comes
圣灵把主的话把主的自己启示在我们的心里
The Holy Spirit will reveal the word of the Lord and Lord himself to our hearts
我们今天能够借着圣灵我们能够与主交通
Today it is through the Holy Spirit that we can fellowship with God
这是何等有福的一件事情
What a blessed matter it is to us
就像彼得前书第一章第八节里面
Just like 1 Peter verse 1-8.
他讲到说你们虽然没有见过他却是爱他。
He said, though you have not seen him, you love him.
如今虽不得看见却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜了。
And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
弟兄姊妹，你有经历过与主交通的喜乐吗
？Francis, have you experienced this joy of fellowshipping with God？
你看到喜乐不是因为外面的环境有多好。
This joy is not because the outward circumstance was so good。
喜乐不是我遇见什么好的事情让我高兴的事情。
Joy does not come from some good news that happened to you。
喜乐是因着信他。
The joy is because you believe in him.
喜乐是信他说的话。
You have joy because you believe what he says.
喜乐是因着圣灵把主的爱浇灌在我们的心。
You have joy because the Holy Spirit has poured the love of God into your heart.
最后在约翰福音的16章25节。
Finally, in John chapter 16, verse 25.
在约翰福音十六章二十五节里面讲到说，这些事我是用比喻对你们说的，时候将到，我不再用比喻对你们说，乃是要将父明明的告诉你们。
John says in chapter 6, verse 25, though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but will tell you plainly about my Father.
那什么时候主不向我们说比喻了
？So when is this time that the Lord will stop telling us parables?
那什么时候他要将父明明的启示在我们里面呢
？When will He reveal the Father clearly to us?
你看到说，当主升天之后，圣灵降临之后
，It is when the Lord ascended to heaven and when the Holy Spirit came down.
主就借着圣灵，他要把他自己 要把父启示在我们的心里。
Through the Holy Spirit, the Lord revealed the Father and Himself to us.
他要把圣灵、属灵的道理清清楚楚地启示在我们的里面，让我们能够来明白属灵的事情。
He's also to reveal the spiritual principles in us so that we can understand things are spiritual.
所以你看到说，现在我们不许主不会再向我们说什么其他的比喻。
So you see, now the Lord will no longer tell us any parables.
你看到说，我们常常来到主面前的时候，主就借着圣经的话，把他自己、把父启示给我们。
You see, when we come to the Lord will through His words reveal the Father and Himself to us.
所以我想，当我们去读主的这些话语、这些比喻的时候。
So I believe when we come to read the Lord's word or His parables,
我们也真的盼望借着这些主的话语，他也能够在今天向我们的心说话。
I also hope that through His words that He will speak clearly to us today.
所以我想不管你是福音朋友，你第一次来，或者呢，你已经听了一段时间的福音。
So whether your gospel friends come here the first time, or you've been listening to the gospel for a few times,
我盼望你的耳朵能够打开。
I hope that your ears will be open.
我盼望你的心也能够打开。
I hope that you will also open your heart.
好让主的话真的进到你的里面，让你看见我们这位主，他真的是一位又真又活的主。
So that the word of Lord will come into your heart, allowing you to see that our Lord is true and alive.
我也盼望今天如果我们是已经信主多年的弟兄姊妹。
I also hope for the brothers and sisters who believe in the Lord for many years today.
我们更需要在这边有对主的话语有一个羡慕的心。
We also need to have a heart that desire His word.
真的主来的日子近了。
Because the day is near when our Lord returns.
如果我们里面对主不认识，对主的话语不认识的话。
If we don't know Him and don't read His words.
你发现说，你当你去见主的时候，世上所有的东西你都不能够带去了。
You will see that when you go to see the Lord, you cannot take anything from the world with you.
事实上这些东西对主来说，你看到说没有任何的属灵的价值。
Everything you have in the world will have no spiritual value to our Lord.
但是如果我们真的是愿意去寻求主，去追求主的时候。
But if you're willing to seek the Lord and pursue Him.
我们看见主说，我们寻找就寻见。
Our Lord said, ask and you'll be given.
主会把那个属灵的真理来启示给我们。
Seek and you will find. Our Lord will give you the spiritual truth.
让我们去更多的羡慕属灵的事情，而不是这个世界上的事情。
So let us desire more the things of spirit, not of the world.
让我们都能够成为一个有福的人。
So let us all be a man that is blessed.
我们一起低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们真的求你向我们来说话。
We ask you to speak to us.
主，让我们不是做一个油蒙了心的人。
Help us not to be a man whose heart is calloused.
让我们真的愿意来亲近你。
Help us to be willing to be drawn near to you.
让我们真的羡慕来读你自己的话语。
Help us to long for reading your word.
让我们真的能够成为一个有福的人。
Help us to become a blessed man.
主，我们知道主这个世界上有很多吸引我们的东西。
We know there are so many attractions in the world.
主，若不是你自己亲自来吸引我们。
If it's not for you that attract us personally.
主，我们真的会被很多世界上的东西给带走。
We will be carried away by many things of this world.
主，我们求你，主，你让我们定睛在你的身上。
We pray that you will help us to fix our eyes upon you.
让我们真的看见你是一位复活的主。
So that we truly see you are a resurrected Lord.
让我们真的看见你也是一位又真又活的主。
So that we truly see that you are alive and you are true.
让我们真的能够忘记背后，努力面前，我们向着标杆直跑。
Help us to forget what's behind us and press forward towards the goal.
主，我们谢谢你向我们说的话。
We thank you for your words.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.